Good morning. My presentation title is Assimilating Crop Yield, Soil Carbon Nitrogen and Water Dynamics in Long-Term Field with Diversified Climate Conditions. My colleague is Dr. Craig Jury and Dr. Xuming Yang and Dr. Hogan Moon. Let's talk briefly introduce the background and these are the IO and the evaluation software. And follow that, we show the case study in both Canada and in China. So as we know, the crop growth model are being used increasingly in agricultural research. It can be shown as an alternative way to improve agri-ecosystem performance. For the model evaluation, we mainly concern the calibration of parameter evaluation using the field measurement data and the sensitivity analysis of prediction using the model. So we use a DSAD model as a process-based model, and as we know, the latest version covers 42 crops with two alternative soil carbon nitrogen turnover model and one commonly used soil water balance model. For this input, we know there are four concentrated files. One is crop management, and one is soil profile, and daily weather, and cultivar data. So for this output, we know the daily output includes both crops, above ground biomass and yield, soil nutrient, soil water, and temperature. And a summary and weekly seasonal or annual report. In addition to that, and we have an overview record detailed the information for simulation process, which is very useful. For the simulation evaluation purpose, in the past we have developed an integrated software for this version since 2003. And DSA 4.6, if you go to the DSA 4.6 and accessory, you see the EG there. And the latest version is July 1st, 2015, distributed by DSA software worldwide. For the integraph, we support two type of model. One is a time series, simulation with measurement, and evaluation graphs with evaluation statistics. On the latest version, the integrator can calculate as much as 12 statistics. And if you use this model and familiar with that, you can see the all the statistics is in the output Excel sheet. And for the purpose of this simulation study, our main objective is to use this model and the field experiment to simulate both above ground crop growth and soil carbon nitrogen dynamics. And we mainly use this model for production purpose for soil nitrogen leaching in Ontario, in Canada, in West and East Canada locations. And this presentation, we show five locations are all related to the long term, two from Canada and three from China. And the main things for above ground, we focus on the green yield, above ground biomass, nitrogen uptake. Sometimes we have evaluated nitrogen concentration and LAI. Following slide, we show how we evaluate the crop yield. This is a one long-term continuous maize in South Ontario with two treatments. Above graph show the CCF fertilized plot. This is no fertilized plot. We see the 50 years simulation well matched by roughly well matched by the measurement. The second one is long-term spring wheat in Saskatchewan. It's a dry semi-arid condition. So we have three treatment, container wheat with NP, container with P, and wheat fallow with NP. So this is a simulation with measurement, 39 years. The third one is a long-term soybean count in northeast China, Heilongjiang province. This is mainly two treatments, CT and no-till. So soybean with corn rotation.
Sorry.
The fourth one is the long term in Jilin province, Gongzhulin. We have like, three treatments, no nitrogen. Nitrogen 165 kg from fertilizer, from chemical fertilizer. This is equivalent nitrogen from manure, mainly from manure, and with 55 kg from fertilizer. And the fifth is a long-term wheat corn rotation in Gansu province. This is a semi-arid climate condition in China. So, for treatment, no nitrogen, nitrogen 90 from chemical. This is a straw amended, this is a manure amended treatment. And for the above, for the below ground soil nutrient, we show the soil carbon nitrogen, mineral nitrogen, nitrogen leaching, and the soil water. This shows mainly three treatments in Gongzhulin for soil organic carbon, organic carbon and nitrogen. So we see that only the manure applied plot for the 18 years, there is an increasing trend for both organic carbon and nitrogen. There's no increment for chemical fertilizer and no fertilizer application plot. Similarly, so in Gansu province, this is show only for treatment for soil organic nitrogen only. So manure and straw amended, there is an increasing trend for the soil organic nitrogen. This slide shows the water content in long term in Saskatchewan. So this show we demonstrate that the topsoil water has been simulated well in agreement with the measurement, but the lower layer there is a big difference. Simulation is much higher than the measurement. This only shows the top 20 centimeter layer for 3 years of rotation in corn soybean in Heizhuang. So we see the no-till and both conventional tillage. They match very well soil water content in the top layer only. On this side, there's no deep layer measurement, so we cannot evaluate that. So only the large deviation happened in 2010. There are two locations, much lower measurement, but higher simulation. So they derive the D value, and it's much lower. This slide shows in Southern Ontario, 3 years of accumulation of soil mineral nitrogen leaching. From CCF plot, they are much higher than the no fertilizer plot. And the annual rainfall precipitation is a 3 years trend greatly, 650 to 942. And this slide shows there's no measurement, but this slide shows only simulation for the very higher soil nitrogen in the profile in both harvest and planting in the high fertilized nitrogen plot. The same manure application plot show very lower soil nitrogen at harvest and planting. Similarly, soil nitrogen leaching is not in every year, but in some occasions they are much higher in the chemical fertilized application plot. Both zero nitrogen and manure amend the low nitrogen leaching. And in addition, we have done some sensitivity analysis. We only show the two cases. As we know, sensitivity is a methodology for model further evaluation and production. So this shows how we use a model simulate fertilized nitrogen rate for maximum yield. So we enlarge the fertile nitrogen rate from 0 to 300, and then we generate a maximum yield by the response curve. So we have the maximum yield for 10 tenths and 218 kilo nitrogen per hectare. So this is the higher yield. So in addition, we can show the sensitivity how we predict nitrogen leaching in the semi-arid the Saskatchewan area. So about graph shows the nitrogen, nitrogen at harvest increasing exponentially with the increasing fertilizer rate. But for some occasion, not every year, so there are much more leaching. It's more than 50 kgs per hectare. So they should happen in there. In summary, for model simulation, the yield and the biomass simulation are better than the soil carbon and nitrogen simulation. The long-term decide is better than the short-term decide. It's not meaning in this talk. Short-term decide, like 3 years, 5 years, is not so good for model evaluation purpose. And thirdly, yield validation should be the first step if you use the soil carbon nitrogen simulation for the model. Finally, sensitivity analysis can be used to be optimized fertilized nitrogen rate and evaluation the risk of soil nitrogen leaching loss. And this is a publication during the last 8 years for a cooperative PhD program between Agriculture Canada and China. So the five PhD all involved in using DSAD model. We thank for their contribution for this talk. And finally, we acknowledge Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada for its funding and the PhD scholarship program from PR China. Thank you. Okay, go ahead. That means the nitrogen leaching. Is this one or a previous one?
Could be that one.
Okay. So this is in Saskatchewan. The high nitrogen leaching happened here. It looks more than 100. It's more than the fertilizer application. It might be that the pre-planting between the post harvest and pre-planting. There's a large cycle for precipitation just before planting. They drive the nitrogen leaching into the below the rooting zone. That nitrogen may include 40 or 50 kgs mineralization from overwinter time. I mean this one, the high. They include a portion of nitrogen mineralized from last harvest to this spring. So that means they are higher than the pure fertilized nitrogen application. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
For soil water simulation,
yes.
Did you do manual calibration of the model or you use some sensitivity analysis of blue or something?
For the model calibration, we mainly focus on the crop cultivar calibration first. We meet the crop yield to match the measurement. And secondly, second level, we calibrate some of the soil parameters. Mainly it's the soil, three soil. But the soil profile is purely measured data for each layer. I mean the soil. So lower level of water content, field capacity, and saturation level in different layer that are purely management from the profile. But for the low layer, sometimes we don't have we don't find a measurement below 60 centimeters. In that location, we may use a previous layer. As a copy go to the deep layer. Sometimes students may use a reference to reduce the soil carbon in by the product equations. So we only for limited validated soil water parameters. Because they are measured. We count out the content. Between 500 and 560.
550
is an average in
yeah,
Jilin province. This is not a Jilin, okay. So, your question is why that higher nitrogen nitrate in Jilin province, right? And the same thing is that in Jilin province, the rainfall distribution is not even. In the later summer, a high rainfall happened in that season. But in that season, like corn and soybean, they already toward the phase-out maturity, so much more nitrogen can be reached below the rooting zone. And the nitrogen leaching in the model, they fully depend on how deep your soil profile. If you define the soil profile as 1.2 meters, so below that is belong to the leaching part. So this is sometimes the objective.
Yeah.
Thank you.